101.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Welcome to our new episode of The Accredited. It shouldn't be a new episode, but it's new for us. We're now on Guardian Radio. Tim YS family taking over. I feel like in typical Tim YS fashion, of course, somebody's late for the first show. We're going to call names. But the idea behind the show is simple. A whole new fresh look at sports and pop culture on a Saturday morning. I think right now we're going to pass it off and figure out how we approach this.
Oh, I thought you were going to introduce yourself as the host today because our host isn't here.
I'm not going to introduce myself as the host. We're going to reserve that. But now should be here shortly, of course, to introduce the full team. I'm Ricardo Wells.
I am Andrew Bain.
And I'm John Mark.
So as the official captain of the 10YS team, John, just run down a bit of the history of 10YS and why this move to Guardian Radio on Saturdays is super important.
So as de facto captain, because, you know, it's co-captains, because since Ronaldo's in here, that's why you got the co-captain. Yeah. But no, we're 10 years old now. We started 10 years ago, and we always thought that we needed the necessary platform to be able to promote Bahamian athletes. Mm-hmm. The same way how when you pick up the paper and you could read Bahamian news, we always felt that the Bahamian athletics part of it was lacking, and the part of having instant access to it where we'll be able to say, hey, let's not wait till tomorrow till something happens. We're going to get the news today and put it out to the public. You know, everything's instant gratification.
And I don't like to always say or that 10YS should take credit for this new wave of local sports, but
no, we should.
Oh, no, yeah.
No, we should.
100.
We should.
So from the ground
10 years in.
From the ground up, we've been there. We've seen some of the biggest stars that come out of the country in the last couple of years. We've been to those introductory games. I know right now the big names on the tongue is Buddy Hield, Josh Chisholm, Kai Jones to an extent. So just talk about the history and the legacy of what we've built going throughout all of these processes.
Well, first of all, goat life.
You got to explain that.
We got to remember that. No, but yeah, it's great being able to have opportunity to see these great athletes. And I tell people we're always in a unique situation where, because we're from the Bahamas, we have access that no other people would have depending on what country you're in. Because if we're in the United States, all of a sudden you got ESPN, you got CBS Sports, you got Bleacher Report, you got all these big-time companies who've taken so much time and effort to be able to get into a system where we're literally friends with these people. Like, we literally watched them grow up. We were their ESPN, putting their highlights out, and these kids know, like, all right, the goal is I want to get on 10th year seniors. I got to get that highlight. Like, trust me, we walked into many gyms in basketball where people are like, oh, 10th year seniors here. And then they start playing terribly. Trying to do something more because they want to be able to get that action. But we definitely have a unique opportunity being from the Bahamas, having such great athletes and being able to, I wouldn't say support them in a way, because support, I always feel, has to come with money, which we're open to that too. But it's something to the point where it's, you support them, they know what you're there for, and they know what you're going to get out of it, because you're never going to see any negativity coming out. Just like, we'll go with Goat Life, with Kai Jones. We're always going to be on the Kai Jones train. He's doing really well right now. 17 dunks in preseason, going to make the Clippers roster. It's going to be a great situation, especially in the NBA with five Bahamians.
I also think it can't be overstated to give John and Ronaldo, especially, their flowers, that even though we do work with Goat Life and these big names like the Buddy Hield, like the Jungle Jones, who I'm not going to say they have personal relationships with, I've seen us work on the ground level of parents who are like, hey, my son competed in this, my daughter competed in this, do you have highlights? Like, I think a lot of times too, we are the catalyst in pushing a lot of these kids into the college spectrum. They may do well and may not do well, but we have the highlights. We shot those videos, and to see, you know, John with the hue of his skin in some of these gyms barking orders and but really taking command of what he's doing, I think that needs to be highlighted too.
But it is weird, because one of my favorite stories is when we went to go cover Buddy Hield in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And of course, me and Nal decide, man, we got to go to the bath and we got to do this. Mm-hmm. And we say, wait by the Warriors locker room. try to get Klay Thompson because we were just we couldn't see him on the court. And then Cardo just his story, his recollection when he told us, he's just looking and he's like, Klay walks out. Oh man, y'all here? That's dope. 10YS. And he couldn't speak.
Factual. It was my first time meeting him, and I always tell people like, this is the weird, and it's fitting that the name is Accredited. Because you have to understand the level of access. So for a local group of guys to be able to go to this extent, not only just for following Bahamian talent, but watching all of these individual sports grow. So to go through that environment, first time taking an international trip, first time being accredited at an NBA game, to have that kind of running with somebody who's now at the caliber of Klay Thompson, multi-time champion, and myself being through this interviewing prime ministers, ministers, and all of these other things, you run into Klay Thompson and don't even know how to initiate the conversation because this is the epitome of stardom when it comes to sports.
I mean, at the end of the day, earlier, it's been 10 years.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want people to believe that we just started this and it was like the beat. Like, we worked with... Did we have a camera? I think it was just...
Yeah, no, we had cameras.
Right.
No, we had cameras.
Right, but like now we're growing to a part where we're evolving, infrastructure is changing, and now we're in a very solid place. Not cruise control. Again, if you got money, we'll happily take that, but you know what I mean? But yeah, we're just trying to figure it out. I think we're figuring it out slowly but surely, but anyone else who wants to do this, trust me, it's a journey.
But I feel Cardo hit the nail on the head at the beginning when he said... You changed the culture. We came in here as nobodies. Let's just be real. We just came in as a group of people.
I like when Jonah talks spicy.
Yeah.
Talk to him.
Starting to put information out. No one put information out as quickly as we did with stuff. Now, all of a sudden, everyone's trying to be the first. And don't get me wrong. It's nice to be first, but you need to be right.
Yeah. So when you talk about that, you have to mention things like the blog. You have to mention the things like our podcast network, all of these shows that we've developed and cultivated over the last 10 years,
the live streaming events,
going down to Abaco to cover flag football. There's all of these sorts of things that have catapulted us to this position where I'm not going to say we could be but definitely we're the page that everybody comes to when they think about local sports and local talent. So to bring this move now in our 10th year over to Guardian Radio, I think it's not only big for us, but I think it's big for the country because we could now take all that skill set and all of the things that we develop getting to this point to now, you know, open it up a bit more. Pause. You're going to edit a lot on this show.
Yeah, we're going to pause.
So yes, it's definitely big to take this step.
But at the end of the day, you're getting on airwaves. You're on TV waves, you're on airwaves, you're on the internet.
No, you can talk that smack. Tell them about the airwaves. This is the time to bring it all to the table.
But the point is, you want to be able to be good enough to be on every single platform there is. You got the internet, Instagram, social medias. You got YouTube. You got TV. The TV time we have, we're doing the sports segment with our news. Now we have this. So like I say, it is just we're channeling more avenues to get to the public. And that's what's important. Let the public know that we're here and we're here to stay.
I think the thing I'm the most proud of, if I'm being honest, if y'all could get a peek into the studio right now, which I hope you can't, like, John has on a Zelda shirt, you're going to hear me call his name. We call him the False God. Ricardo Wells has on a Batman shirt. I have on a long sleeve shirt with a hole in it. Like, we were able to do all of this as ourselves. We're not sitting up on radio or on a podcast. We're not being reverent. We're like, hi, welcome to the radio. No, we're going to be ourselves. We want to fairs us and have just a conversation. It's not about being bigger than anyone, pause, or doing anything like that. We're just trying to be like, you know what? This is us. This is y'all. We just come to talk sports and like a barbershop conversation.
Yeah, I've never worn a suit for any assignment.
I'm very proud that we never had to.
I've also been to the prime minister's office in shorts and a t-shirt and tennis.
You can't say it like that.
Again, we're right back to your hue.
Of course, that's another famous story of somebody of that huge thing. So we definitely can't do that.
But you can't tell someone half hour before, hey, we need you to come show up and get buddy of being an ambassador and expect someone to go home and change.
But
this administration.
But of course, we're going to, of course, turn the conversation over to the public as we get on today. The telephone lines are 323-6232. You could call in and check in with us. And, you know, as we're here to talk about sports, pop culture, you could dive into the conversation along with us. So we have a couple of exciting and fun-filled segments that we go through on a week-to-week on this show. The first one is, what's the lead, John?
The lead? Isn't it Bahamians in New York City doing the best that they can do?
Give us the rundown. You know each of these persons individually.
First of all, disappointed last night that the Liberty couldn't finish the series. Like, you were hoping that they were able to do that. The Mets and Yankees were able to get one. And fan.
Huge Mets fan.
Yeah. And, you know, you got Anton Richardson, first base coach there. So it's crazy how in the biggest media market, the biggest sports mecca in the United States, there's, in all honesty, that's the truth. We have three Bahamians at the highest level, two players, and one coach.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden, it's like everything is on them and everything is highlighted. And let's not get it wrong. Jonquil Jones is a top 10 player in the WNBA.
Can I pause you there? Why don't we speak about her? Not we, but why do we think the league does not speak about her more than they do? You hear about the Angel Reese's, you hear about the Aja Wilsons, you hear about the Caitlin Clarks to exhaustion. I feel like she doesn't get the credit and the love she deserves from the main media. Not us. We do our thing. But
yeah, no. Well, I think what that is, the WNBA was just struggling. Just like the NBA back in the day, and then when Larry and Magic came in,
okay,
it just changed the whole dynamic of, like, now people are being interested in the product.
Mm.
I think what it is people were interested, but didn't really care that much about the product.
Mm.
But now that you have Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, a rivalry coming in, all that type of stuff, people now are like, all right, I got to see what's going on. Mm. And then they realize, oh, there's other games going on.
Mm.
And they're like, this basketball isn't bad. It's not a bad, it's like, some of it's bad. Don't get me wrong. But this finals hasn't been bad. It's been entertaining, close games, comebacks, this, that, whatever. So it's like people are now looking at the product and afford the WNBA to play better, to do better, to train better. And guess who showed up?
Jungle.
No, Ronaldo Dorsett.
Oh, sorry.
It was actually a pretty good segue. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, but the segue did not fall flat at all.
Hey, guys.
I know.
Did we do introductions already?
This
is a great start to our first episode. This is a great way to welcome the public to us because this is what 10YS is. This is exactly. I couldn't script
inefficiency
better.
And
yeah, I couldn't script a better start.
Do you want to describe to the audience what he's wearing? Because you described everyone else.
He has on a gothic shirt. His chest is out.
He's just
and he has a Lenny Kravitz do.
Way too Cap Newton for this conversation. Right now.
I don't understand. That is what we are. Listen, if we are going to represent to the people exactly what 10YS is going to be, let's set the tone early. Sometimes some of us that are supposed to be leading the
most
show
of us
might be late on the first day.
Most of us.
But the news is on time. And as I walked in on the conversation, the news of everything that is happening in New York, right on time. So you guys pick it up.
This y'all king.
Yeah.
Would you call him a general? Yeah.
Captain? Oh, we are going to Captain. We are going to lose this.
Every time.
We have no chance to win this war.
Zero.
But that's the gist on John. She will win on Sunday. And she will get MVP of the WNBA Finals. And
she's been playing like MVP
whole series. I still have beef with Stewart.
Yo, okay, we have to. Let's put a pin in that. We got to realize how John watches basketball, and it's not under the context of any of these people are good. So what John does is he just has a knee-jerk reaction of extremes in one or the other. So whether somebody is a three-time MVP or they are the worst player in the league, he is going to be at an extremes of any point. But I walked in on y'all talking about Jonquil, but obviously the big story in this is everything that's happening in New York from a Bahamian perspective. Like, JJ is the lead because, as we thought, and we had the captions ready to go on socials, we thought she was going to be hoisting the WNBA title last night. She's the lead, but you also have Jazz going after the World Series. You also have Anton Richardson and the Mets trying to get their way to the World Series as well. Looks like a daunting task at this point.
Tough.
For this country to have two athletes and one coach in the biggest sports media market, from this little place, I think it speaks volumes about where we are, but at the same time, I don't feel like any of it is appreciated enough. Like, I walked in on Andrew saying how maybe people here don't talk about Jonquil enough for whatever reason, but all three of these Bahamian icons, none of this, I don't feel, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't feel like the spotlight is being shed on this enough and with this.
Because Bahamians really don't care until you win the big thing.
Yeah, you got to win.
If you're in the big thing, then they look at it like, okay, well, cool, you're doing it, but you got to bring home a championship. Like Klay Thompson had to bring home a championship to then fly that Bahamian flag every single place he went.
But see, I'm not gonna allow us to just pour on the local public, because the problem here is the way it's presented. So if you go to some other small countries, if somebody the ilk of John Quell Jones is in the finals, it's a big deal. You hear about it on every radio station that you could possibly listen to. It's on every news break, it's on every channel, that hey, this local star is doing something big in their respective league, you gotta tune in.
How many gold medals we won in the Olympics
this year?
No, just in general. Just in general, just in our lifetime. Like what, 7, 8, somewhere around there.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal. How many times did we have a national holiday for one?
Never.
St. Lucia wins the medal, and they make a national. Come on, guys. Come on, we got to do better. Like, if we do something of this historic achievement, we need national holidays too.
I think we need to have the conversation. We're not a sports country. We're not a sports country in the slightest. Like, people will come on our page and be like, go Jazz. We get more, and y'all correct me if I'm wrong, we get more traction of BASS.
But see, that's
anything those three do.
No, that's why you have to flip it a bit. It's not that we're not a sports country. We're not an intelligent sports country.
We're spoiled.
We're not impressed by the development. We're impressed by the result.
Ooh, I wanted to get to this because I feel like we don't have enough intelligent sports conversations. And I also feel like we're afraid to just call people stupid when sometimes that is what you should do. Sorry, go ahead, Carl.
No, to a degree, no, that's the problem. We're not impressed by the development. So you would have somebody like Jazz, who's gone through so much to get to the point that he's at. Mm-hmm. He becomes a household name, and people can't really enjoy that because they don't understand the process to get to that point. It's the same thing you experience now with Kai and these other, VJ Miller. You have all of these kind of players that have gone through this process to get to where they are, and people just see the final result and like, okay, yeah, let's celebrate that. So that limits the conversation because you don't know the process. When you think of LeBron, you think Akron. When you think Kobe, you think about his days in Philadelphia. When you think Jordan, you think about getting cut from his
JV team.
You think about these things, and that shapes
I think what about you bad view. Leadership.
I think about the cocaine era in the 90s.
Yeah.
Gloria Stefan?
Yeah. Yeah. Also, I have my personal issues with Jazz, so I'm not going to stand on this hill with Jazz. I'll be really honest with you. Chuckle Jones, let's go. Mets, okay. Jazz, I don't know.
The crazy thing about it is it's not even just, and I don't even want to call them random, right? But this is literally three history makers. You have already the greatest Bohemian baseball player ever. Right away.
Now?
You can say that right now. You have a Bohemian basketball player ever's resume
there's
is going to come.
Who's in the park right now? Who would disagree with you?
There's nobody whose resume is going to come close.
Right now, we're gonna get a call from the 60-plus crew.
That's fine. There is nobody in their era that was an everyday starter
for the Flamingo Johnson boy can hit.
There's nobody in any era that is an everyday starter for the New York Yankees.
We can agree on
There's
that.
No other Bohemian baseball player that is an MLB All-Star. See, He's the greatest of all time. It's not even close.
So when you're going to question the dynamics of the team, you're going to understand I'm going to try and be the moral voice here and try to rein things in.
On your own. And it could be me.
There's no other job.
We have half of the people that existed in the 70s and 80s that played for the Cincinnati Reds. They're not going to lie you just a pop. We have a brand new baseball.
That is recency bias. That's recency bias.
Okay, hold on. Can I cook?
Go ahead.
Adam Brister, only Bohemian to win World Series, right? Won in 75 and 76. Adam Brister didn't play in the 76 World Series.
What do I mean?
Josh Chisholm's an everyday starter.
We like winners.
I'm saying we
like winners.
That Cincinnati Reds team had 5 Hall of Famers. Yep. I'm saying Jazz is a bigger component to his team than Adam Brister was to his. And that's no slight on him. He will always be a Bohemian baseball icon. But I don't even feel like it's a hot take to say Jazz Chisholm is the best.
And one play,
I told
put
you,
him
I,
in the spotlight.
We have
and
a
that's
caller.
It.
We have a caller. Let's go to the phone lines. I'm to accredit it.
Do we know how to work this?
Welcome into the accredited. Yep. Okay, he wants to call him. Go ahead. No,
we hung up.
This is the first time
that we have called. Yeah.
They gave us no prep. That
sidetracked me from the whole argument.
No,
right?
I'm telling you, we're gonna get. Well,
no, that's cool. That's all. That's what we here for. But that sidetracked me from the whole argument. So all I'm saying is,
so you have him. You have John Quill, who's the most accomplished.
Okay, we have the caller.
We're back to the caller.
Welcome to the accredited. Yeah.
Good morning. I enjoy it. This is your first show.
First show.
Yes, sir.
You're listening on some very critical things. When you're thinking in terms of accomplishment, more often than not, the late Adam Brister, and also Elisha Obed. Those two, after 49 years, was never recognized in this country. Never. By no government.
So do you think it's because...
It is the biggest indictment on this country will ever have to face, because those icons that went on, like the Thomas Augusta Robinson, yeah, and the stadium name after one of the greatest ball player ever, Andre Rogers, who played for three consecutive Major League teams. Fact of the matter is that these two athletes, 2 years after independence, won world titles, and they were never recognized. Never, and I use the word never in the true sense of the word.
So that is
what is so egregious about our country. So we have no appreciation for people who have really accomplished.
So, Carla, do you think it's a lack of sports intelligence, or just
a baseball ring? No other boxer in the Bahamas have a world junior middleweight title.
I agree.
And so you understand why I'm so passionate about that, right?
As you should be, sir. As you should be. And I feel like we are repeating the same mistakes with our icons right now. We've learned nothing from that point to now. Absolutely nothing. The same thing is happening right away.
Well, the only reason why Adam Brister couldn't play over, there were some people in the Reds at that time, he couldn't play over Griffey and them in the outfield. But what he did and what he was able to accomplish must never be diminished and
never,
should always
ever.
Should have been a beacon of hope and on a pinnacle, right? We always like to promote our politicians. We never have an appreciation for our athletes in sports in general. That is the reason why we are today.
I agree.
That's a very good point. I agree with that wholeheartedly. I think we have more love for Perry Christie than we'll ever have for Jazz Chisholm.
Thank you.
Yeah, Jazz Chisholm is on the verge of going to a World Series. He would only be the second human ever to meet that.
Mm-hmm.
And I trust and pray that he wins, because I'm a Yankee.
I trust and pray
that the Yankees win his 28th World Series.
Good man.
I pray against the guy Evan Drew, so you know what I mean? That's an accomplishment.
Yeah, and he's doing remarkable.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carlo.
You got to agree with him to the point of, yes, we do. We take for granted our athletes. If you make it to the highest level of your sport,
I love this so much.
You need to have...
There needs to be some kind of tangible recognition.
Exactly.
And when you look at it, right?
Words of that one.
No, you're good. When you look at it, like we talked about Jazz, and like I said, there's nobody whose resume is going to stack up to Jonquil. Anton Richardson is the first Bahamian coach in Major League Baseball. These are already legendary icons while they're doing it. And I don't think we have to wait until their careers are done for them to be appreciated as such.
Can I ask you all a question? Because I don't think the average Bahamian knows this. And I didn't know this until I read the GPT you put out. How important is that first base coach position? For a lot of Bahamians, if you are on the field, swinging at us, you're not as important. Explain to people how important that is.
I'll put it to you like this. What do we think the shelf life is for a player? If you're lucky, maybe like 10 years.
7 to 10 years.
If you're great, you can. I'm talking about in baseball.
Baseball.
So if you're great, you can play 10 years.
Days go long. Pause.
Okay.
Every day. Yeah.
Yeah. So my point to that is, you can be a coach and in the front office for the next 3-4 decades.
But how important is that position? Like, what does he do?
It's very important.
If you can be a part of it,
make the Mets win.
I was just about to say he's been a definitive piece in the way we've now approached the game. The Mets have always been a team built around the idea of getting somebody on base and doing whatever necessary. But we've switched, and that's what led to this postseason, to that small ball. If you watch Anton day by day on that field, he's coaching those guys around the bike every chance he has. Everybody that hits first base is words of wisdom. Of, hey, look out for this, look out for that, look out for this. He's been that fundamental piece.
And then... when Big Meat Pete comes up to bat, you got a grand slam.
Pardon me?
We're not going to say that.
Pete Alonso.
What'd you say?
We're just going to go with the polar bear. Let's not devolve there.
Why would you say that?
He has two nicknames.
No,
Pete Alonso.
One.
You can't say that with that shirt on.
What do you mean?
You definitely can. I'm in the first part of what I just said.
But, you can't say that with that shirt on?
Okay, so it goes back to what you said, Carter.
You had a bun. Talk about what?
A bun. it goes back to your point about the intelligence that we have, right? And but is it the chicken or the egg kind of argument? Because I was always of the opinion that I remember traveling to Jamaica in 2008, 2009. As soon as you land in the airport, you see billboards with their track and field stars everywhere. We don't have the same kind of culture yet.
We technically do at the airport have the Wall of Fame.
I ain't talking about that.
It's the Wall of Fame.
I ain't talking about that. So is it the fact that is corporate Bahamas the ones not taking the charge and putting these stars to the forefront, or are they just reacting to what is popular? Because you have to think about which one is it, chicken or the egg argument?
But I also think, and I know we have to go to a break soon, but I also think we need to have the conversation of we have a hierarchy of sports. I think for us, and correct me if I'm wrong, feel free to jump in, basketball finals, Super Bowl, I think track and field is somewhere either top or between those two.
Every 4 years.
Right.
You ain't no MPBA.
Yeah.
Right. But then I don't think we treasure or look at baseball with the same energy and grandiose as we do with those other ones. And my thing is, does that change with Jazz Chisholm? But I know we got to take a little break. I'll let our commander send us up.
We'll be back.
You work in radio already.
Awesome. Thanks for referencing that. That's great.
Well, who doesn't know that?
What?
We're going to take a break right now, and when we be back, we'll talk about our NFL analysis for this week.
When we be back.
What?
Condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes, discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there cause the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Join the party. At Solomon's, we believe that variety is the spice of life. With the arrival of a wider assortment of quality products, even the pickiest of shoppers will want to celebrate. With more variety, you will find everything you need and want when you shop. So join the party today. Shop Solomon's for a wide variety of quality items right at your fingertips.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Powered by 10th year seniors, I'm Ronaldo, and I believe Game of Thrones season 8 was action. The rest of you just follow by groupthink by saying it's not.
I am Andrew Bain, and I think that the fight between Miami Dolphins and the Colts tomorrow will be a battle for mediocrity that we will win.
Oh, I'm John Marknutt, and football sucks.
I'm Ricardo Wells, and I hope the Mets can find a way to win on Sunday.
They won't.
Are we supposed to address that?
I mean, you can go ahead.
We're going to address that?
Okay,
the answer is no.
So let's continue. I got it. So let's continue our conversation where we left off. So we started talking about everything that's happening in New York right now with our three Bahamian sports icons. Of course, Jonquil in the WNBA Finals, Anton Richardson in the Mets in the NLDS, Jazz Chisholm in the Yankees in the ALCS. And really, our round table here was getting into the root of the subject. Are they appreciated enough in real time, because they are doing something which is unprecedented, all of this happening in the same city with three Bahamian sporting icons. And the caller that we had in the first segment talked about, you know, this is something that's been cyclical in Bahamian society. He talked about Adam Brister and Elijah Obed not receiving the same kind of love. And is it happening right now? And for whatever reason, I feel like everyone here is in agreement, which we need one dissenting voice at some point, but I feel like everyone is in agreement that those same patterns are being repeated with our sports icons right now.
Yeah. I agree.
I mean, the politicians are doing a great job. Of course they're not. Of course we're in the same pattern.
I can't even put all of that on politicians, though, because are they the ones setting the tone for this?
Yes.
Are they? But
no.
Aren't they just appeasing what the Bahamian society wants, though?
We have not made it a priority to make it.
It's a combination.
We need to celebrate all of our athletes. We have these people out here literally dominating on the world stage. I think we said about it in the segment that there should be, at the very least, a statue outside Andre Rogers Stadium. And that's not even been done.
They got like four banners.
No, they got all the banners, the people who made it.
Yeah,
they got kudos for having that, but we've only had, what, 8 MLB players? You can make 8 statues.
Let me ask you a question, because we go around the corner all day about this, right? What would y'all have them do?
You want to take it first?
Jazz Chisholm takes the MLB. They win this game. I'm so sorry.
I know, but one thing they go on.
What do you want them to do? Because I'm a person where, and I think everyone agrees with me, I'm tired of this parade garbage. I'm tired of we just throw a parade.
Wait. You mean to tell me that a junk who rush out of the airport is not enough for everyone who accomplishes a great thing in the Bahamian society?
I'm not saying throw it away. I'm not saying it's not enough.
Damn, Bucket.
Not together.
What I'm saying is you go throw a parade and Junkanoo and the Valley Boys, yay!
Here's my thing.
And after all of that, you got to borrow $10 for lunch.
Yeah, but don't try to baby at the bar. I just add on the...
What would y'all add?
Okay, so here's my thing. I believe you have to make them culturally significant in your society. That's the number one thing. The next generation coming up should be inundated with everything about them. Think about the reason we knew so much about Michael Jordan growing up. We can go back and watch documentaries on any great American athlete, and I do it all the time. Where is that reservoir of knowledge about the Bahamians that are doing things?
So what are the history books?
It could be in the history books, but at the same time,
we have to write books.
We ain't got to write it. I like audiobooks. A part of the cultural significance is them being put out there in the corporate sphere. Like I said, billboards, commercials. You should always be seeing them. They should be a part of who you are.
Who has that budget? Everybody does. The government and the private sector.
Yes. Yeah.
We can't require the private sector.
No, you can't require. Okay. I'm saying if you're smart, how are these not your pitch people?
And if I know Bahamians are going to be like, y'all did what with the budget to do what with this young man to play, to hit a ball with a stick? I'm not saying y'all are wrong.
No, yeah, I know.
But I'm saying that the general Bahamians, they're not going to go for that.
I know a young Japanese gentleman that gets paid $800 million to hit a ball with a stick.
I saw that. Shout out to him.
So imagine that was a Bahamian kid.
But no,
Ichigo Kurosaki, isn't it?
To now, it's all about relevance. So I tip my hat to places like BTC. I tip my hat to places like Alive.
You ain't even wearing a hat.
Figuratively. Uh-oh. After the last Olympics, when we had Stevie, we had Shawnee. Both of them were able to
get billboards.
It's not a big bag, but they were able to catch it.
Yeah,
they were billboards. Like they were
to carry out a billboard too.
So right next to Shawnee.
Yeah, right next to there's
the irony.
Look at the misogyny in our society. One, the greatest 400-meter runner of our generation, and some guy from Toronto.
We don't live here.
All love to the carry. All I'm saying is that could have been.
Agree.
Somebody else.
Here's my thing. And then we always wait on them to appreciate our people first, and then we come in on the tail end. Jazz Chisholm's already been on the cover of a video game. Last year, during the MLB playoffs, they had him in studio just about every night. Yeah. So they are saying, look, this is someone, whether you think he's a good enough player for this or not, this is somebody who we are putting at the forefront. We ain't even doing that here. Yeah. His foundation had his little league for the first time last year, poorly supported by anybody who was in directly involved in the baseball world.
No, and see, to answer Andrew's point about what could we do better, and it's going to take a line off of what John said. Politics in this country eats up everything.
Yes.
So when you have something like what Jazz has been doing for the last couple of years, you ruin all of that because now it's more sway to the political, hey, you got to make this appearance, you got to be at this location. When all of it should be based around the next generation we're trying to inspire. We're trying to get the Jazz to build up in their mind that, hey, all of this is possible. We limit that because we fall into the trap of, hey, you got to go shake hands at the office of the prime minister, whether you're in shorts or not. But hey, you got to go.
They love it so much. They love it so much.
Like, that's what they want. We got to move away from that.
Jack?
To add on to what else we need to do. We have that poorly represented Hall of Fame track that leads up to the National Stadium. That should be bigger, better, grander. You could create in one of these inner city communities a whole park that celebrates all of the legends in this country. You could look at countries throughout the Caribbean, countries throughout Europe that have done the same thing. Some place where you could go and pay reverence to people that have come before you and done a great job. To the level of
excellence
or whatever. It doesn't have to be a museum. It could just be a space where people can go ahead and celebrate these talents that have come before.
Look at Yankee Stadium, how they have all the busts there. You know, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Andre Rogers, you could just get busts of all the Bahamian players, put their achievements or whatever it is.
That's what I'm saying. There has to be a way for you to learn. There's no young baseball player that's learning from seeing the banners with their numbers.
But not just that. We have a tournament coming up in, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
People are going to come in for that. And watch it. Maybe they want to know something about Bahamian baseball.
I hate to say it, and this is why I always put the blame back on the politicians and to an extent society. Because if you look at this right now, we just finished up.
Go society first, then the politicians.
No, I can tell you why.
Are only going to react on.
No, I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. We just had a camp.
I know Timmy was there every day.
Where was the, hey, let's do a community event put on by the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture to introduce these players to the environment?
How was that? Well, Jimmy Butler was playing dominoes.
Delicious meals.
They did have an open practice.
Yeah, but they had an open practice.
That was all in the space. I actually have a suggestion. Where's the interaction with the kids from Cameroon?
I got you.
Go ahead.
All we do is marry what's the number one industry?
Tourism.
We marry tourism with sports because we don't have the budget otherwise. Our Bahamians aren't going to allow you to have a budget otherwise. Hear me out. The same way Jazz Chisholm was able to put on the when I met him, he was very rude to me. And the same way
he wasn't.
I'm only playing. I mean, I'm not really, but all right. But the same way they married us, so they let tourism come on board and be like, you know what? We're going to put on a big Jazz Chisholm. Hit the ball into the whatever thing, and then you advertise that, you push that. Jungle Jones comes down, gender equality. They're like, cool, Jungle Jones gonna have a basketball thing which teaches young girls XYZ, but you push that. Because again, if you get tourists involved, Now, the nickname for them would be the Jazz Chisholms. It would be the Klay Thompsons. And you get them involved with that. I think that's how you get on a higher platform. And you don't have to worry about what this budget could be because you're all pushing athletes.
Her player edition line of the KD 17 is just
fire.
Dropped a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I got them the day they came out.
Are any of the are any
Play tennis?
Yes, okay. Sneakers. Are they available here anywhere?
I don't know. Where are you selling me now?
Sports Center?
I don't know. We have many outlets that sell sneakers. But this is my point though. You have a WNBA MVP. Now going after a WNBA title, who has her own player edition sneakers of the Kevin Durant. So the map of the Bahamas is on the back of these sneakers.
What percentage of the haters do you think care?
She's from Grand Bahama. What shop are you going to Grandmama to get there?
Play it again, sports.
No, the stores at Grandmama.
Again.
She's from the Bahamas.
I'm in full agreement with you, but what I'm saying here is this is where society and the government
and needs to come together. And still has her citizenship, by the way.
Yes.
Oh, no. We get to that text before we end this.
Try thing. To set a harbor beta still. That is crazy.
I'm not saying she has to go to Harbor Bay, but we're in 2024. John Moran had a whole signature sticker launch. A couple of, I think this whole presentation, it was the ice cold line. And
but she did a presentation too in America.
Yeah, she could do the same thing here.
Yeah, no, I get
sponsored
it, but she
by the
season.
Government of the Bahamas via youth sports and culture.
Because she is more valued by Nike and more valued by the American
than she ever will be by us.
She will be by us.
Facts.
Whether that has to do with the fact that she plays women basketball, whether that has to do with the fact with who she's romantically tied to, I don't know. This is the Bahamian society. A little weird, but that's what it is.
I just want to read the text though. The text that we got a little while ago. The text stated Jonquel Jones is a Bahamian ? I thought she denounced her citizenship. Now you want to take that before we move on?
So she didn't denounce her citizenship. What happened was at the point where her star was rising, obvious to anyone who was in the world of basketball. At that point, our women's basketball national team program. Was not meeting the level of where she was at.
All right.
So they released her and allowed her to pursue different opportunities. One of those opportunities was playing for Bosnia and Herzegovina,
which she got paid to do. What we have to do is to simplify it a bit more so the general public who's not aware can understand. It's similar to what we did with who? Just over the summer with Eric Gordon. Just explain that process.
Not even that.
With Jonquel, one of the biggest things was you got to remember, the WNBA doesn't make a lot of money, so these players go and play in Europe.
Yeah.
So European teams court some of these players with national programs, either get defunct or they're not there. And it happened to be that she was able to get a European passport, so then she could play in Europe easier and make more money. So at the end of the day, it's a financial decision she had to make of getting a passport, being able to play in Europe without having to go through visa process, you know, travel restrictions, all that stuff, because that's what people don't realize, but she never denounced her Bahamian citizenship.
Should we pay our athletes with a contract saying they have to represent us or mention us or do something like that?
Didn't they try to have a buddy? Was it a buddy like an ambassador?
By the way, I'm
on the payment portion of
this.
Before we go there, we'll go with the Eric Gordon thing.
Yeah.
So Eric Gordon played for USA Basketball, and the difference was in FIBA basketball, you're actually allowed to go down in the rankings to countries. So USA is ranked number one, right? Or number two. It's always number one or two. So for him to come to us, but we still had to put a process to write letters, get documentation, supporting documents, and everything, get the release from USA Basketball, get the permission from FIBA to be able to have him play. Did he give up his US citizenship? No, he didn't. He just got his Bahamian passport and is able to represent the Bahamas at the highest level of FIBA play.
So text on the Jonquel Jones.
I hear it a lot of athletes. Yeah, but his mummy from here, and it's a silly argument because y'all can't be the same people saying you're born bred, you're dad Bahamian. But the minute they hit any type of success, it's a caveat now of like, yeah, well, but it's like, no, cut it out.
It goes back to national development until we take it serious enough to understand that these are the steps that people have to go through, and no matter what they have to do, they're representing us. It's not going to change.
Or make sure your kid has two passports.
From the jump.
Or you can get three. Before we...
He didn't really blame him. Look at that.
Before we... Well, Kaizen got two. Before we move on to the NFL, I wanted to bring this discussion to the wider group, because this is something me and John was talking about yesterday, right? In terms of fandom. And all of our fandoms have shifted over time. Like,
Shots fired to Cardo.
I try to figure out where this character
is. No. I'll let John go. So, John, explain, because he was saying that if you are a fan of certain franchises, you are less authentic. But yeah. I'll let John speak for himself.
So I agree with that a whole lot of it.
I was thinking, I agree with that. Something came up on my Instagram, and it's like, you're a Knicks fan, you're a Cowboys fan, you're a Lakers fan, and let's just say you're a Maple Leafs fan in hockey. And you're from... How the hell you get all these? Like, you're supposed to be representing your city, like, regardless of what it is. It's not like, oh, he's just a bandwagon fan. That's what I'm going to go with. And right. I understand, and yes, you see things going on, but you should still always have love for your home teams. That should be your first.
I immediately regret agreeing with you. That's not okay. You know what? I take everything I said back. That's not true at all.
That's why I didn't
have you heard. Do you know who my team is? The Indianapolis Colts.
Yes, I know.
I don't know another thing they do. No. I've never been to Indianapolis. I've never been in my life.
It was just a moment in time where you saw Peyton Manning and you said, this is someone that I'm going to follow.
Because keep in mind, during NFL 2K...
You're a Lakers fan?
I was a Vikings fan. I don't follow basketball like that. I'm just purely a football guy.
Yeah.
Purely football.
You're a Cowboys fan?
No,
I'm a heterosexual man.
The thing is, I feel like, all right, so my ties is always been Miami, right? Dolphins fan, Heat fan, Marlins fan, Panthers fan. Like, it's always been there.
But John, you ain't really these fans. Don't do that.
No, John, I want to see where this goes.
Y'all need to let me finish.
Go ahead.
All right, let me. It comes to the point where we all know that the love is the Dolphins. Like, regardless of what it is, I can't get rid of it. My dad should maybe be a Patriots fan because it's like my grandmother was from Boston. I could have been a Patriots fan. But I tend, in the other sports, I've lost interest in stuff because it's like now I'm pulling for the Bahamians, the people I know in the sports. So like when it comes to basketball, people ask me, oh, who's your team? It's like, well, any Bahamian on a team, I want them to win. Like aren't like that.
And this is where I wanted to go with this because, well, first of all, like, I thought he was on air for that point because I don't think suffering makes you... So when I heard all the Miami stuff, all I thought was, we suffer so much.
Yeah, no, we suffer too much.
No one you called is good.
Let these people have fun.
There's a reason Miami nightlife so lit because
nothing else.
Other than LeBron going on there and Shaq. I'm sorry,
I
had that.
But I wanted to get to the point that he was making about how his fandom shifted to the point where... Yeah, rooting for the Bahamians kind of superseded everything else. And Caro started to shake his head like, ain't no way that would never happen for me. So that's what kind of perplexes me, right? Like, are we that attached to the laundry and not the names in the back? Because you mean to tell me you are a diehard Laker fan. But when they play when they play the Warriors, you ain't rooting for Buddy?
I'm rooting for Buddy, but at the same time, we have the best game possible. When that clock end, the Lakers got to win. I'm sorry. That's just my energy.
So you're a Bronny fan?
Not right now. I'm a Laker fan. I can care less what happened to Bronny. I can care less what happened to LeBron. I am a Laker fan. The only thing that comes close to that is my love for Kobe is just a smidgen more than my love for the Lakers.
But see, no. To John's argument, I think we need to address the hierarchy and the nuance of it all. How do we all watch the Olympics? We go Bahamians first.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah. Then we go any other country.
Then we go any other country but America. So when it comes to
disagree.
Huh?
Disagree.
Now I got some.
Oh yeah, yeah.
disagree.
How do you do it?
Huh?
How you go?
You can't talk about that.
I it was the same as y'all. I go Bahamians first.
Watch this.
Then I go Jamaican in America.
Yeah.
But no, you can't have... You have passports to have in there.
How many passports do you have?
One.
They have this conversation. I think it has a lot more to do...
Ronaldo Jones.
It has a lot more to do of when you actually started to pay attention to these sports and what was going on at that moment. Like, I always tell people, like, they get on me, are you a Patriot fan only because of Tom Brady? I was like, nah, the first football game I ever watched was Drew Bledsoe getting it handed to him by Brett Favre.
Oh,
and I'm like, okay, everybody cheered. Yes, everybody cheered against this one terrible team. I just want to see them score. And every year after, I was like, all right, I guess let me check in and see what these
do. That's how you became a member of Tactical Seniors.
That gives us a great segue to our next segment when he talked about being a Patriot fan, because only the Lord knows where the Patriot Day is.
9:30 in the morning,
now,
bro. 9:30 tomorrow morning.
No more. Really? Y'all know any other Patriot fans left outside of Cardo?
No.
Those jerseys are in the back of their closet.
I need the help for them.
All 12 Tom Brady jerseys they have in different colorways, all of them
still. They had his jersey on. They had a jersey when the Buccaneers was playing. They were like, yeah.
But we want to get to our NFL segment. This is going to be seasonal. This is a segment we call Tings is Tings or Down By, where we analyze the top five franchises or fan bases in the Bahamas. So it's NFL season, so we're going to look at the top five NFL fan bases in the Bahamas. We'll go around the table and decide, Tings is Tings, or is the franchise Down By? We will start with the Dallas Cowboys.
Jerry Jones got to go. And I can't get fired from his radio station.
John, slow down. No,
at least let me say.
But even in a Cowboy flag? Like, how you that aggressive?
Repeat that again and just let me give the backstory. Cowboys right now, 3-3. It seems like their entire defense is hurt, coming off an embarrassing loss at home to the Detroit Lions. Jerry Jones is spiraling. Dak wants people who wants to jump off, whatever that means. Now, John, go ahead.
Jerry Jones got to go.
Never going to happen.
I know that, but
I'm going Cowboys down bad.
Down horrendous.
But that's like saying Pinewood
got flooded. Got engaged.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
nah, I'm going down bad. I saw a fan threw a jersey at Michael Parsons the other day. Of course, he was like what? 10 feet away from kids. And I was like, yeah, this guy left because he thought he could have stepped to Michael. Yeah. But yeah, down by.
All right, let's move on to franchise number two, the Miami Dolphins.
Down by. Down by.
No patience. The down Miami by. Dolphins currently 2-3. All right, none of this seems to make sense without Tua. Life comes at you fast. Last year was really, really fun. John, Tings to Tings are down by.
Not as bad as the Patriots.
Wonderful caveat. Thank you. Throw shots at them whenever you can. Andrew was just cackling and laughing, but let him go.
Because y'all are so terrible.
Yes.
Yo.
Okay. Don't let us beat y'all now.
Hold on.
God bless.
I'm going to pivot on this.
Go ahead.
I think Tings is Tings.
How?
Because
we don't got Tua.
Hold on. Y'all don't see what we setting up for.
See, this
right?
The Bahamas
no,
kind
no, no,
of
budget.
17 to get beat in Kansas City?
No. Being mediocre, hovering just above mediocrity, makes zero sense. Burn the whole thing down and rebuild. Y'all don't see that we play in the long game. Be terrible for 2 years, and who comes to save us from Austin, Texas? Arch.
You sound like every prime minister we've ever had.
I hope they vote for me.
I just need to know, as Dolphin fans, how do y'all get so deranged so quickly?
So what? Quickly,
6 weeks ago was super boring.
Yes.
Now all of a sudden you drawing map leaves to get all the way to Texas, finding the way to get to Colorado. Yes. It's not happening now.
What do we have to hold on to other than hope?
You better hold on
to two helmets. Throwing up gang signs. He's like, come stop.
You better hold on to two helmets. He needs help.
Yes, sir.
The San Francisco 49ers are franchise number 3 in the Bahamian fan base hierarchy. 3-3 on the season. No Christian McCaffrey. Who knows when he's going to come back? I feel like they still have. I believe he can do this with any quarterback. Tings is Tings or down by?
Tings is Tings.
Tings is Tings.
Tings is Tings.
I respect Brock Purdy.
Pick a rebound, yeah.
Honestly, I don't care. Football's dead to me.
Okay.
We have
that escalated quickly.
We have to fake it for the segment.
Whole show.
We're trying to get sponsors.
We need them so bad.
We need people to give us money.
Oh, my bad. Down bad.
You just said it.
You didn't mean that.
Thank you, John. I actually believe they're down bad as well. Because all of this hinges on Christian McCaffrey.
Gimmick offenses, man. What can I say?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to franchise number 4, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Huge fan base in the Bahamas. I feel like we all know several of them. Who is going to be the quarterback for this team moving forward?
See, I don't even think this is down
bad. This is disrespectful.
Because to all Pittsburgh fans out there, y'all got to be the dumbest team out there right now. Y'all can bench Justin Fields for Russell Wilson. What is he showing you to believe that he's the guy? What? Mike Tomlin has the biggest eyes in NFL, and this is what he thought about?
I think he's about to have another child. So, I mean, a win is a win.
Yeah. Look, I feel... you say down bad, whatever. This is disrespectful. That's it.
Okay.
All right. We're going to have to head to a break. Cut it short.
Are we done? Yeah.
Oh.
It's an hour.
Oh, fifth franchise quickly. Front runners. And that's the Kansas City Chiefs. Tings is Tings.
Tings is Tings.
5-0.
Down bad.
When they make Drift Tyreek Hill, Tings is Tings.
Down bad.
Oh, there you go.
That's how we wrap.
And that'll do the first episode of The Accredited. This is 10YS.
We get our press passes revoked. I guarantee
exactly it. Exactly the should have gone.